everybody. Welcome to Whistle While You Work podcast.
The podcast.
This is episode 95.
Take three.
New at Disney World in 2025.
Okay, this is take three, and I'm going to tell this funny story.
Which I've heard twice now.
But the people haven't heard it. You got to hear this, because we don't ever have this kind of a problem. I can only think of one other time this problem has happened in now 95 episodes?
Yeah, this is episode 95.
Mamma mia. So we started the first take, and it was going, and I thought I had some really funny things, and we were doing great. And I look over, and I realize that it's not recording you at all.
That's a big problem.
Your mic died.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't die. Like, it stopped recording. Technology. So I cut it, right? And we start over, and I think, okay, well, we're never going to get that magic back.
So it's in my heart still, dear. It's in my heart.
Then we go to take two. And so we start recording take two. And I thought, wow, somehow I rebounded. This is going to be great. And then it wasn't recording me. So now we're at take three.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't laugh at your funny story.
Have you tried turning it on and off again? That's where we are. Take three. Have you tried turning it on and off again?
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, we're here.
So anyway, the reason why he kept interjecting the is because he thinks our podcast should be called Whistle While You Work, the podcast.
In my mind, I'm always like, welcome to Whistle While You Work, the podcast.
Right. As opposed to the song, Whistle While You Work, right?
Whistle While You Work, the podcast. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do, the podcast.
Jeez. Well, on Instagram, we are Whistle While You Work podcast. So if you want to hang out with us or message us or just see what we got over there, that's where we're at.
And don't get confused. We're not Whistle While You Work, the podcast. Those people are fake.
Well,
actually, I don't know if there's people. So
that's a really long handle. I don't think anyone's got that.
I'm going to have to look it up and see. That would be hilarious if we were competing against Whistle While You Work, the podcast.
Yeah, I don't think that's out there.
I probably better just go reserve that name now so nobody else can.
I mean, aren't bots out there stealing yes, everything?
They're probably listening right now. The AI is like, I've got them this time.
Jeez. Okay, so in case with all of those shenanigans you missed what we're talking about today, we're at Disney World. Well, in our heart, we are at Disney World, and there's some new stuff coming. And so we want you guys to know what those things are.
This is actually really cool because we are already pretty deep into 2025. In fact, when you brought the idea of doing this episode up, I was like, are you kidding me? The idea
Critical Randy came through. He's like, this is wrong.
I don't know who that guy is, but you were like, let's talk about what's new in 2025. And I'm like, what, 2025, it's almost over already, which it's not, but it may as well be. Until I did some research
with the Disney Files magazine.
And found out that none of these things are open yet. So they're still to come. And therefore, we all win.
I appreciate that your criticism came from a place of, hey, let's not look like idiots and talk about things.
That was really where I came from.
Oh, I heard it in your voice. I was like, we're not going to do that because that doesn't sound right. And I'm like, this came from the magazine that we just got.
Listen, these magazines are often with outdated and sometimes incorrect information, and they're from the official company. They change their minds on stuff all the time.
Well, listeners, you get the information that we have, like it or not. This is the information we have, and they do have their prerogative to change whenever they want. But it is their park.
They can do what they want. Including opening a new park in Abu Dhabi, by the way, I have learned is going to be an indoor park.
Ooh, like it's like a big giant dome that it's in or something? Or oh,
that's what Epcot was supposed to be.
That's right.
Oh my gosh, this could be amazing. Maybe it's going to be Epcot for real.
I don't think so.
They haven't said a whole lot yet. You know, we teased in the last episode that, you know, we didn't come out and do like a whole episode like a whole bunch of other people did on their stuff so they can get their clicks. Even though they don't know anything at all, they're just guessing at everything. And that's why we didn't do an episode. But new information keeps kind of coming out. And the Mural CEO, so Mural's the company that's basically building this new park, has said it's going to be an indoor park, which makes sense because Abu Dhabi is
in the middle of the east, in the desert.
It's hot.
Yeah.
And so.
Okay.
Anyways, maybe it will be Epcot. Maybe it will be a biosphere.
I mean, that's what I'm imagining. I mean, it's probably not, but.
No, it's
going to be amazing, whatever it is.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great. All right, so let's dive into it. What's still new in 2025?
Yes, and this is actually going to be new, so don't worry.
So the first thing coming, we have a date, a proposed date at least, and this is right around the corner, I think. And that's going to be June 4th.
For what?
The Spaceship Earth Lounge.
Oh, yes.
Will be opening. I think it's kind of cool.
I mean, we've experienced lounges at Disney World. I mean, I'm sure this is a different experience, but we've been to the lounge part of Space 220, and we've been to the lounge of like the DVC lounge. So not like a restaurant, right? It's more of a bar scene, I think, than anything.
Yeah, they have, you know, some uniquely crafted cocktails is what they've kind of said, but they'll also have some new culinary creations. So I think there will be a little bit of food. It'll, you know, it's not going to be like, I don't know. It's hard to say because the Space 220 Lounge did offer up basically more than just
the same stuff from the other
entremets
kitchen.
Or hors d'oeuvres.
Small bites,
like,
yeah.
It was
a meal.
You could have a meal,
yeah.
But it's probably not going to be like a huge full course meal.
I did look it up, and it's called Geo 82. Do you know why it would be called 82?
Well, I can't imagine that 82 has anything to do with when Epcot opened.
Opened, yeah. So, anyway, I think it's a neat idea. Actually, I shouldn't say that.
I'm not sure. Until I go experience it, it'll be hard to say. The concept art looks cool.
I have a hard time getting excited about that side of the park at nighttime. And maybe that's why they're doing this, is because...
Well, I mean,
I know you can go during the day, but I just think of, like... Anyway.
Here's where I'm a little confused, I guess. I'm not entirely sure, but in the concept art, they show people sitting in the lounge, and there's some pictures, some what looks like windows out to...
To see the fireworks, right?
To see fireworks, and what also looks like to see, like, the World Showcase. Spaceship Earth, the base isn't anywhere near any of that
stuff.
I
know,
stuff.
I'm like, I
it's
mean,
It's like
I
not
guess,
even remotely close to
yeah,
it.
I
you
mean,
cannot
it,
see the World Showcase Lagoon from Spaceship Earth. Can't do it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be like, to tell you the truth. That's all I can say.
I mean, from a distance, but they make those fireworks look like they're close, but yeah.
There's just no way.
The light fixtures look pretty cool there, though.
They look like Spaceship Earths,
right.
Or as some people incorrectly call it, the
golf ball, giant golf ball,
or the Disney ball.
Okay,
spaceship, people.
This is not one of my more exciting announcements that's coming, but some people might enjoy it, and you know, I think it's cool to have new things. I don't have a lot more to say about that.
In the magazine here, it says it'll have a unique perspective of the nightly fireworks. I just don't understand how. I just don't.
I guess my other thing is, do we need more alcohol in Epcot? I mean, we don't drink alcohol ourselves, but like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, why didn't they do something different? Or, you know what I mean?
Well, it's probably their number one seller.
Probably. I guess they make the most money that way.
It's where everyone gets drunk.
Yeah.
They've got themed T-shirts for that.
Yeah,
drink
around
the world.
Yeah.
But now you can drink on
just,
Spaceship Earth. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Moving on.
What's the next one in our Disney Files magazine?
Coming in the summer. Don't have a date on this, but coming in the summer, Disney Starlight, Dream the Night Away.
I'm excited for this one. Where's
yeah,
this
you
at?
Know what?
Magic
I,
Kingdom,
I
right?
agree. This is a Magic Kingdom parade.
Nighttime parade, yeah.
Nighttime parade. Think of the Main Street Electrical Parade, but shinier.
Okay. His hands are up and he's moving his fingers.
Yeah. Here's how they actually say it. They say, "The void vanishes this summer as the park debuts its latest sparkling spectacle, Disney Starlight Dream the Night Away." We're told that the blue fairy who turned Pinocchio into a real boy will weave the transformative magic of starlight through each float and costume, illuminating a procession inspired by such fan-favorite Walt Disney Animation Studios films as Peter Pan, Encanto, Frozen, and Moana.
That's awesome. I think we're going to enjoy seeing it once. And I think the rest of the times you're just going to be excited that there's people crowded there and not at the rights.
Yeah, that's right. Y'all go watch it.
No, I think it's great. I'm all about... I think this is kind of Walt's vision, is that Main Street was kind of a coming together in our community. And so I just think it's neat that we go and do all the different things. And then at night, we all come home to our little Main Street area. And I don't know, like yeah. In my heart, I get that feeling of like togetherness and unity. And
well, of all the parades, I love the Main Street Electrical Parade. I love the Halloween parade.
Yep.
At the Halloween parties. I like the Christmas parade. Yes. That's it. I don't like any other parades, and I don't like cavalcades, but this could be one that would be interesting to watch because I like the Main Street Electrical
Parade.
You're
not dealing with the heat, you know,
you're not
sun.
Dealing with the heat. Yeah. There's lights, yeah. Right? You know me, I love lights. Yeah. Lights are, they're just so exciting to
yes.
me.
Yes.
So I think this could be cool.
Does it say when it's actually starting?
It says in the summer. Okay. The concept art actually shows the float. It looks like the float is shaped like ocean waves.
Oh.
And Moana's on her, I don't know, canoe with a sail. I don't know what that kind of boat's called, but she's on her thing and she's up there, you know, mastering the water. So
what is that called?
It's called a
raft. It's not a raft.
No, I know the word, but I can't think of it and it's not that important. So yeah. We'll move on.
Okay.
But coming sometime in the summer, they say, to Magic Kingdom,
outrigger?
Disney Starlight. Could be an outrigger. I don't know.
Name of Moana boat. Let's see what comes up. Yeah. Double hulled outrigger canoe called a Wa'a Ka'ulua.
Wa'a Ka'ulua.
Yeah, apparently. That was on the tip of your tongue, wasn't it?
Sounded right. Okay, so hey, here's the next thing. This actually, believe it or not, is a little bit exciting too.
Okay, let's hear it in your voice.
And it is, this one will be at Hollywood Studios. It's a musical adventure.
Oh, yes.
Da, 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 da. The Little Mermaid's back.
Oh, my gosh. Yesterday on Instagram, I saw that the original voice of Ariel, she surprised them. She was in the audience while they were doing the dress rehearsal
really?
And stuff. And she, after it was over, she stood up and, like, you know, thanked everybody. And she got all emotional. And anyway, so I'm excited. Like, I feel like finally this area of the park is coming back to life.
Yep.
At Hollywood Studios.
This is going to take place where the Voyage of the Little Mermaid, which has been sitting derelict for forever. And in fact, at one point we thought that they were going to tear it down or something because they took the sign down. Then they put the sign back up like a month later.
Yeah.
What were they thinking? I don't know why. Why did they put the same sign for a show or a thing that wasn't taking place?
Back. It was very
confusing. It was bizarre. But we now know that the Little Mermaid, a musical adventure, is going to be back. And it's cool. So they say it's more than just a new name with a hyphen. It's an all new show with new sets, visuals, and even new musical numbers, including this theater's first performance of Daughters of Triton and Kiss the Girl.
Oh, exciting. I think this is great. And I think that's more the heart of what Hollywood Studios is supposed to be. It's supposed to be film and acting and music and theater. I think that kind of stuff to me brings back what it was supposed to be originally.
Yeah. So still in the summer, we don't have a date, but that's in the summer sometime. I think they're even saying, yeah, just the summer. Staying at Hollywood Studios still in the summertime, something else is coming. Disney Villains, Unfairly Ever After. And this is something that has escaped my attention.
Me too. I was like,
did you know Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy was closing down?
I'm like,
I had
is
no
this,
idea.
Is it temporary? Is it just for this? Is
I
it coming
am
back?
I'm not sure at all. But
they don't call us and consult or tell us these things
in
person.
I don't think that it's temporary because they say that Disney Villains Unfairly Ever After is the new musical show opening this summer in the former home of Lightning McQueen's Racing
Academy.
Yeah,
I guess it's gone. I'm going to look on
I
the
think
app.
That's it.
I'm going to look on the app and see.
So, villains that will be there, Cruella De Vil, Captain Hook.
Classic.
Maleficent. There will be plenty of mirrors in a show that promises wicked wit and fiendish fun.
Mm.
Anyways, could be interesting. But, you know, Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy, I was a little sad to hear that was gone. That was a fun little show. A great little respite from the heat.
It was.
You know, it was an opportunity to sit
down. And small children that can't do rock and roller coasters.
Small kids that can't do things, especially. You know, can you imagine what could be better when everyone wants to go on rock and roller coaster and you're the grandma or the grandpa that has to hang out with the kids who can't go and they're like, why can't I go? And then you get to go and take them to see Lightning McQueen there and they would just light
it's
up.
It's fine, yeah.
That's great. Now you can take them to go see Maleficent and get scared.
It's kind of funny.
Because of course, Rock and Roller Coaster being rethemed to the Muppets, now they'll especially be disappointed to not ride it. And you can go scare them with a dragon.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, I looked on the map. As of now, it does say Disney Villains, colon, unfairly ever after. That's a mouthful.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Cool logo. Looks like the Disney Villains board game is the logo.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, okay, big one. Back over to that Epcot.
Okay.
Okay.
Hopefully it's better than the bar.
Late summer. Oh, yeah. Test Track comes back.
That's right.
Test Track 3.0, baby.
When I read that article, the part that I was like, I never got, is that the shape of the building is the shape of a wheel. I mean, it's a circle, so I guess, but it's actually the shape of a wheel.
Yeah.
Anyway, did you ever catch that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I never was like, oh, that looks like a wheel or a tire or something.
Yeah, it's an ugly wheel.
Okay.
Anyway,
I'm sorry to ruin your thunder.
No, you didn't ruin my thunder. Okay. I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's Test Track 3.0. They'll have new looking cars. The smell will be gone from the queue. It started to get pretty stinky in there, honestly.
Yeah.
They're going to refresh and do some stuff. But beyond that, we don't really know a whole lot about Test Track 3.0, I think, enough to be like, is this a new attraction? The answer is no. It's going to do the same stuff. You're just going to have some different scenery in a new car.
Well, and it's kind of like the whole Abu Dhabi thing. Like General Motors is the sponsor. And so Disney's like, sure, we'll refurbish it if you pay for it. And so that's why it keeps getting attention when some other ones that aren't getting attention need it.
You know, and I haven't paid a ton of attention, so there could be info out there about this right now. It's not been that important to me. But, you know, there's things that I hope that if they're going to keep them, they fixed them, but if they don't have them anymore, it would be disappointing. And that is the car creation situation, that they fix the inside where you can see how your stuff ranks. But, you know, as we saw with 2.0, things broke down to such a degree at the end, you were like, this was kind of lame. Like, my car doesn't even show up anymore.
It was in bad shape.
There was a lot of stuff that was just broken. Which, by the way, General Motors, I don't know how you let that happen.
Well, I do think it's interesting. The article says that 1.0 was by General Motors. 2.0 was basically Chevy, and now it's going back to General Motors. So it won't just be Chevy cars in the showcase.
All right. Give me an Escalade.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there should be a variety of stuff, I'm hoping. In the showroom afterwards is pretty fun.
It is. I'll be curious to see what cars they have in there now.
I hope there's a variety.
Yeah. Okay.
And that park needs rides. So the fact that this is coming back is helpful.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, headed back over to Magic Kingdom late this year, a Pirates of the Caribbean inspired tavern will open called
the Beak and Barrel.
The Beak and Barrel.
Not
the Tortuga Tavern.
Not Crate and Barrel or Cracker Barrel, but the Beak and Barrel.
Yeah. I don't love that name. That's very boring.
They
should have picked something from the movies that made a lot of sense that would be identifiable, but whatever.
Well, the funny thing is I read this article a while ago about the name of it, and I had to look it up again because it didn't stick with me. So.
Yeah. They say that you can expect a seaworthy selection of grogs and grub. So drinks and food.
Is that what a grog is?
For bandits and bucks. Buccaneers. Of all ages.
Any more alliterations over there?
And keep your good eye out for some mysterious and magical surprises. I don't know. the concept art makes it look like it's going to be very small. Is this a quick service? Is this just a bar? I really can't tell what it is yet. They probably don't quite know either, which is why it's not opening till late this year. And that means it's not too late to change the name to something good.
Yeah.
But a lot of people got really, really excited about this announcement, when they made it. And I can understand why. You know, when we go to the Texas Renaissance Festival, the most popular place always is the area where the pirates all hang out and drink together. They're all dressed like pirates. They're all drinking. So I know that it's going to be an attraction for a lot of folks, but we'll see what it's going to be. This to me is a lot like the Spaceship Earth Lounge. Okay.
Yeah, I think, but they apparently can make a lot of money with it or something. That's why they're doing it. But okay. I'm kind of with you. I'm like, eh.
Yeah. One last thing to go.
All right.
Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, we haven't had any announcements there.
This is it.
Okay.
This is coming in the winter, they say. It is Zootopia, : Better Together, !!
Okay, thank you for that. The podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. It's not Better Together. It's Better Zoogether, !!
Oh, that's okay. So this is replacing
Life. And by the way, their advertisement actually, they say, wait, 2 punctuation marks and 1 name? ? So I wasn't just being goofy there. Even they knew it.
This is replacing Bug's Life.
It's inside the Tree of Life Theater, which is where the Bug's Life show was.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, Animal Kingdom is a zoo-ish, so Zootopia makes sense there with their IP. It was kind of a weird movie, but our kids liked it. We watched it several times.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay.
I think I seen it once. It was probably a good movie.
But yeah, it is. I mean, Bug's Life was 1998, so I mean, kids now, that was a long time ago. So I think it makes sense to have something newer that they might be more relevant to them. But
yeah, I agree.
I have to say, if I'm looking back at all those announcements, the one that I'm most excited about is the Nighttime Parade at Magic Kingdom. And my number 2 is The Little Mermaid. I don't know. What are your, from those, what are you excited about?
I'm excited about Test Track, actually.
I
am excited about Test Track. One, as we've said for so long, Epcot doesn't have enough thrill attractions already. So to have one of the caliber of Test Track to be down for as long as it's been down is a big detriment to the park, right? Yeah. And it's frankly, that means it's a detriment to all guests.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a big, big boon. The other thing is, because it'll be new and refreshed and opened, it's going to draw a lot of extra people over there. So for me, Test Track is not a must-do attraction. I love it, but it's not a must-do attraction. I do hope that they smooth some of it out. They've taken the time to do that with these new ride vehicles they have.
I think so.
It would be disappointing if we get back on there and it still is rickety. But we'll see. I don't know. Yeah. But I'd be happy if they found a way to make it go faster.
Really? You like going fast? I didn't know.
Already the fastest attraction in the parks, right? Yeah. So anyways, exciting times. Maybe one day we'll go back to Disney. Maybe.
I know. Well, that kind of got me excited about that. There was more stuff that's actually coming this year, or you know how those are all relative. They're like coming in winter, coming in whatever, right? So it is, they give themselves enough buffer, and certainly dates change. But I was surprised at the amount of things that are actually coming this year, because I know that there's a lot of construction.
There's a lot of construction at all the parks, really.
Right now,
and on top of that, you know, while we're highlighting things that are coming, that also means this is the last year you'll be able to do some of those things that are already at the parks. For instance, like Dinosaur.
Right.
You know, this is the last year for Dinosaur. Next
Tom
year,
Sawyer Island, yeah.
Indiana Jones. Well, Tom Sawyer Island, I think, is closed already.
Not yet.
And gone.
You've,
no, it's
you've,
in my mind. They've done it. It's over. They've drained the swamp.
They haven't done that yet either.
It's disappeared. Doesn't exist.
Go to Disneyland, dear.
Tom,
it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Never met him.
Shouldn't have brought it up, y'all. Mm. This is such a happier and cheerier episode than last week. And
last week's was a great episode. I just didn't like the covers.
Pink and purple, huh?
Didn't understand why a 70th anniversary was celebrating the 90s. But other than that, it was great.
Well, anyway, thanks for hanging out with us. We're excited. New stuff is fun. It's sometimes hard to see old things go, but there are things that are old that sometimes it is time to change things up. So,
yep.
Walt would be very happy about that.
Plus it.
That's right.
Plus it. All right.
All right, y'all. Have a good one.
Bye.